Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey, friends. Today we're going to be talking about a really important message. We're talking about how to avoid worry and anxiety and overwhelm, and just six really important mental calming habits that we can work into our schedule, even if we are busy moms. So I just challenge you to dive in and listen up. Oh, it's so easy to be overwhelmed and anxious. I know in our world of constant movement, we are definitely facing a mental crisis. Everybody, it seems like, is, because we're getting burned out from being on social and listening nonstop and being in our world that just moves and moves and moves and nothing ever slows down. People are finding it harder and harder to stay healthy mentally and not be burned out. So I really feel that this is an important message, and I just wanted to bring this to you today to tell you, if you are struggling with worry and anxiety and overwhelm, I just invite you today to grab a warm beverage and maybe a notebook and just kind of listen in, to take a deep breath and let this just sink in. Today, we'll be talking about six very helpful mental calming habits that will help you just feel a little bit lighter, a little bit more at peace, less anxious, and less stressed. So grab a cup of coffee, as we said, and settle in, and we'll just have a heart-to-heart chat, just as if we were sitting and having coffee together. Grab that coffee, and we'll hang out today and talk through some really important mental calming habits. These are six that I work with my clients to work through, and I also do these myself. They're really important. And so I just wanted to bring them to you just in case they were things that you might not have thought about, or maybe you were struggling with being a little bit burned out or feeling a little bit overwhelmed. It is such a busy world that we live in, and it's so important to slow down and just take time to reinvest in ourselves. I know that's often, you know, self-care or reinvesting in yourself, that kind of thing. And it is really important, because otherwise it's like that mask, you know, on the airplane that you have to put on first. If you're not taking care of you, then you can't help others. I know more and more mental health is just becoming a huge crisis in our world, in our society. Burnout is typical. People are like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm so exhausted and I'm, you know, overwhelmed. But I really hope that in listening through this, you can figure out some ways not to be so overwhelmed and burned out and exhausted. Many of us just don't have the time to actually stop and reflect in our day, right? It's just hard to build that time in. We're busy. We've got stuff to do, and the world doesn't really stop if we would like it to stop, right? So I work with clients all the time who don't have time and want to fit in some of these practices that we'll be talking about in this episode, but just don't know how to practically fit them into their busy schedule. As I said, the world doesn't stop just because you'd like it to. So if you are feeling kind of discouraged about your schedule and that you've listened to these mentally calming habits and you're like, that's great, but I don't have time for it. You know, if there is just something missing and you can't seem to find that time to put in some of these roadblocks and these habits to help you just slow down and rest, I would love to be able to help you. So grab a free 15-minute coaching call with me and we can kind of see if coaching is what would help you. And if that's a good fit, I would love to be able to just help you rework your schedule so that you can find time to do the things you love and to do things that just energize you and bring you joy and kind of help you recharge. And those are some of the things we're going to be talking about today. If you want to connect, you can reach me at coaching, COACHING, at Byrd Michelle, BYRDMICHELLE.com. And I would love to just help you walk through your schedule and we can just personalize what will work best for you. So on that note, we're just going to dive in. So make sure that you have maybe a nice beverage or maybe just a calm moment, a quiet moment for just a couple minutes. Grab that notebook. So we're going to go through six mentally calming habits that I mentioned that I go through with my clients and I also do myself. But I find that these are really important and they will bring a lot of peace to your day and help you pause and not be as stressed and overwhelmed, even in our busy world where it's nonstop, right? You're trying to get work done. You're managing your home. You're a mom. You're taking care of kiddos. You're finding lost shoes and all the things. So let's just dive in. The first one is plan. Now, plan means plan enough time to get places, plan what things you will need during the day, plan out your day and your schedule before they happen. This is really important, even for my non-planners out there who love to be spontaneous and just kind of go with the flow and see where their day takes them. It will definitely decrease your stress if you plan a bit more time. Now, this might be just a bit more time to get places. I know I get stressed and I don't drive as well. I get aggressive and I like want to get places on time when I am late. And so I know that my driving is a much better process and a much better experience in the car if I have enough time. And then I'm more patient with the drivers around me. I have more fun with my kids in the car. We kind of joke and we're talking about things rather than I'm stressed at trying to get to a place on time and trying to make that happen. We kind of enjoy the process a little bit more. And it's so just so crazy that just a few minutes, just leaving a few minutes earlier, setting enough time, you know, twice as much time as you need to get to a place really does just change your mental traveling there. And then also once you get to that place, you're not as stressed. You're not like, oh my gosh, I just got here and school's going to close and I just dropped you off. And you're like going through, okay. But you get to a place and you're able to just, you know, settle and just be in that moment. So even if you're just planning a few extra minutes to get to destinations and places, it's so critical for your mental capacity and just a mental calm and peace that you feel. So that is number one. Also with that is, of course, planning out your day or, you know, planning what kind of things you're going to need when so that you're not stressed and like, oh, we forgot the shoes or, oh, we forgot the snacks. We forgot the lunches, whatever it might be. So if you plan a little bit ahead, that will help you greatly. All right. That was number one is to plan and encompassing all of that, depending on whether you really enjoy planning and that helps you a lot or whether you're a bit more spontaneous. Do it as you feel comfortable, but definitely plan, you know, try planning enough time to get to places, and that will help you immensely. Number two is friends. So spending time laughing with friends or family really can just lighten your spirit. Sending friends maybe just a fun text message during the day can help you feel more like yourself and that you're not alone in this struggle with crazy teenagers and you're kind of dealing with the same things. They can definitely lighten your head and your heart. The other day, I was hanging out with our oldest one, getting some stuff we needed at CVS, and I was texting a group of moms as we were waiting in line, and it was just fun to like connect with them and laugh about our teenage kiddos and funny words that they're saying and how we don't know their new language and all that kind of stuff. It's just fun, and it just makes you laugh. I think a good laugh can fix just about anything. So number two is make sure you have some good friends. And it doesn't mean you need to hang out with them all the time. Maybe once a month or a few times a month, you're hanging out and having a girls' night. That can really refresh you and bring energy and clarity to your soul. Number three is brain breaks. So these you want to put throughout your day and throughout your week. These are times in your day when your brain checks out. Now, these often are routines. Routines are key for helping your brain kind of check out. You know, how many times have you been doing laundry and just folding laundry and you don't really have to think about folding laundry? Or maybe you're washing dishes, or maybe you're cutting up vegetables, or maybe you're packing lunches if you pack kind of the same thing that you pack for lunches. Or it could even be while you're brushing your teeth or drying your hair. I mean, it's something routine that you're doing that doesn't require a lot of brain power. And so oftentimes routines help with that because we don't have to think through them. Our body just knows, oh, this is our bedtime routine. We floss our teeth, then we brush our teeth, then we wash our face, then we do this, and then we climb in bed. So you just kind of know that rhythm and it gives your brain a little bit of a break. I just challenge you to make sure that you are using routines throughout your day and throughout your week so that your brain can have a little bit of a break from always being on and deciding things and figuring things out and, you know, making decisions and looking through things and navigating stuff. We can get super burned out and exhausted. Number four is reflect. Take time to reflect on where you are. Either mentally or physically, maybe it's emotionally or spiritually, just take a moment just to sit wherever you are. Now, this might be a time when you're doing your devotion. Maybe you grab out a notebook or you journal, or maybe this might be at the end of the day when you kind of journal or write something down. This can definitely be like a gratitude journal. I know a lot of people use kind of a one-line gratitude journal that is very easy to do at night, like at the end of your day, to just be one thing that you're thankful for or one thing that was amazing in your day. And it doesn't take too much time, but built up over time, that habit, looking back and seeing all the things that you are grateful for or that you are thankful for, can really be a huge uplift. Also, like a bullet point journal. I know a lot of people love those. They're on Amazon and they just have like dots all over them and you can draw or you can connect or you can make kind of bubble letters, or it gives you a little bit more free form to write, but it still keeps you kind of creative. So if you need a little bit more creative, free form writing, a bullet point kind of journal is easy to find. There's some really cute ones on Amazon. Or as we said, a one-line journal, a gratitude journal, all those are really important and helpful. Now, I really love all the journals and other paper products at Horatio Printing. I am a big fan. Their paper is just, it's like luxurious when you're like turning the page and you feel, they also sell these beautiful gold pens that you can use. And so I love having kind of special pens and special journals to write down things on and just journal. And so if you want something special like that, I would check out Horatio Printing. Right now they have a big Easter sale. So I think they have about like 15% off or so, but you'd have to check on their items. If you do want something, you can use my code. It's Michelle20 and you can get 20% off, but feel free to look at their stuff. It's amazing. Or you can always find something on Amazon. As I said, there's gratitude journals and all the other things. So this is just taking time to reflect. And that might be paired with another habit that you have at that same time, or paired with some time when you have a moment in your day to reflect. Number five is to dream, to take time to dream about adventures you want to do, things you want to do in the future, maybe things that bring you joy and excitement. You might want to put pictures of these things where you can see them, like in your planner. The Horatio printing planner is awesome because it has lots of free space to write and draw on things. And so you can put in pictures of things that you want to accomplish or pictures of things that you're excited about. So that's a great place to do a collage type thing because you're going to look at it all the time. Or you can also put pictures anywhere that you will see them, up on the fridge, maybe on a calendar if you have kind of a wall calendar. Maybe you have a dream board or a vision board that you've created for this year to put them up. But I think it's really important to think about our dreams. It gets us excited and kind of hopeful. I have to say, my guilty pleasure is when I do the laundry. I love like watching YouTube videos about traveling somewhere fun and exotic, like going to Africa or going to Australia or somewhere in Europe. And so I love kind of researching different trips and different areas and thinking about what trip we'll take next. And so that's where I dream. But find that place that just lights you up and you're excited about, and make sure that you're dreaming of things that you want to do, experience in the future. All right. Number one was to plan. And number two is friends, spend time with friends. Number three is make sure that you have brain breaks, that you've built in routines. Number four is to reflect through a journal, maybe a bullet point journal, those kind of things. Number five is to dream. And number six is your devotion. So you want to have a devotional time with God. So plan in a time that you are just going to be in His Word. I've really tried to do this more and more and start my day with that. I have a cup of coffee and my She Reads Truth journal, and I just go through there. And it's beautiful. I love the She Reads Truth study guides. They are created with purpose and beauty. And not to mention that there's a whole community of people reading with you, of women who are reading on that same day, whether they be all around the world. So you feel like you're in this community and we're all on this same day. And the next day, we're all on this next reading day. And so I really feel it keeps you kind of accountable. Now, that is to say, they do build in some grace days where you can catch up on your reading if you haven't been able to do it, which is super helpful because we're all human and some days go as planned and some days do not. So that's just one resource, but there are so many good resources to keep you in God's Word and to keep you with that daily habit. I just know that through doing that, I have really been able to see a lot of perspective on life, right? Because you see with that, you see so much more perspective of my day is just a very small drop in the bucket to compared to this whole year, compared to several years, compared to years down the road, and then compared to eternity. So it helps you to have perspective of what's happening right now and not to be so caught up and holding on so tightly to the here and the now, which really gives you a sense of calm and peace because you don't have to worry about as many things. Now, a quick note, I work with my clients in doing several time management tools and also setting up routines and habits and making sure that you're consistent with those. One of the tools that I use, you can use it with starting any new habit. I used it with doing my devotionals. It's called the Power of Pairing. And so you want to pair a new habit that you would like to establish. Let's say that's reading a God's Word and spending time in God's Word with an old habit that you currently are already doing. So for example, I paired it with eating breakfast and having a cup of coffee. And so every morning when I do that normal everyday routine that's entrenched of having breakfast, having a cup of coffee. I also added, when I drink my cup of coffee, I do my devotional. And so then that was a way to bring in that new habit and it not to get forgotten. And then it becomes that routine of course, every morning I have my coffee, have my breakfast, and do my devotional. So if you're having trouble kind of fitting in a new habit, maybe one of these that we talked about, like journaling or the devotional or time with God, and you're having trouble fitting in that new thing, find a way to pair it with a habit that you're already doing. Maybe you have a habit when you go to bed to read for a few minutes before you go to bed. And during that time that you're reading, you can do like a gratitude journal. And that new habit is being paired with the old habit. That power of pairing will help you keep those together and will help you stay consistent with that new habit until it becomes a routine and you don't have to even think about it. I really hope that this episode has given you kind of a look into the importance of building calming habits into your schedule and maybe just some ideas of new calming habits that you can put in your schedule and that don't have to be wildly crazy and amazing and take up lots of time, because we all live on planet Earth where it seems like we're moving pretty fast. As I said, we are all super busy. So these are things that you can plan into your day, into your schedule, into your week, and that don't take up a huge amount of time, but that will help you mentally just take a moment and to reflect and to give you just some breathing room in your day. Now make sure that you do also build in margin throughout your day. That will help you give you time to reflect and mentally give your brain a break so that when you're running around all over the place, you won't be stressed. Now margin is, just a quick note on this, margin is when we build in a little extra time either to get someplace, or maybe it's a little extra time to do something, or we're not lining up tasks back to back to back to back, that we're giving ourselves a little bit of cushion time in between. And that cushion time can help us in case something, a task is running a little bit longer, or something takes us a little bit longer, or maybe we're running a little late, but it can give you a little bit of cushion so that you have just a little bit of extra movement in your day and you don't feel as stressed. As I said, I really hope that these are helping you and that you're able to take some of the ones that we talked about today and sprinkle them into your schedule and take a moment to just bring calm and peace and kind of mental health and self-care into your normal schedule, because those are so key so that you can help other people and that you can do the things that God has put before you in your day, love on the people that are in your day and your schedule. So I just pray that you would be able to take some of these and work through them. Now, as I said, if you are having trouble trying to fit in some of these, I work with clients all the time trying to figure out how can you fit in a devotional, or what is the issue in your schedule here? Why is this not working for you? And sometimes you just need somebody to see the whole picture or to come at it from a different perspective, especially if you feel stuck and you feel like, I don't see a solution, or I've been in this kind of rut for a long time. I would definitely love to help you, because I don't want you to feel overwhelmed or just stuck, because as moms, we have enough other things to deal with. So if you need any help kind of working through your schedule and finding time to reflect, definitely reach out and give me a call, grab a coaching call with me, and let's connect. You can reach me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at birdmichelle.com. And I would love to just connect with you. Until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.